Okay, welcome everyone. This is episode 40 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic that I call growing wisely. Growing wisely. So, really today, what am I really trying to hit on? The thing I'm really trying to get on here is the importance of growing at a good rate. So the thing is, there's this part of the Bible that says an inheritance that is gained too quickly at the beginning is not pleasant in the end. The thing is, as God wants to get you to your divine destiny, He wants you to go through a certain process. For example, a child that is born does not immediately start eating solid foods. No. The child starts off with breastfeeding. And then over time, you start introducing fruits and vegetables into the child's diet. And then over time, the child starts eating pureed foods and all these things, right? Over time, the child starts eating certain kinds of solid foods. If you take that child through that process, then that child's digestive system will respond better to those things. But if you introduce certain foods very early to a child, those foods can cause problems, right? So, for example, there are certain reasons why in medicine we say, oh, no honey for children under a year old, or oh, no cow's milk for a child that is under 1 year old, because they just don't have the ability to digest it appropriately at that time. So, how does this relate to us as children of God? The thing is, sometimes as Christians, we want to jump the gun. We want to go far ahead of God. But the thing we don't realize is that God is taking us through this, His program, so that when we get to a bigger challenge in the future, we are ready for it. Well, you see some people, they want to get there. They want to hit the strike it rich from the very beginning. That's not the way it's supposed to go. Right? Look at the story of the prodigal son in the Bible. He struck it rich very quickly. He gained his inheritance very quickly. But was that inheritance pleasant in the end? It was not. That inheritance almost destroyed his life. So it's very important. Go through God's finishing school. Right? Take that time. Learn the process. In fact, I mean, look at it in many other areas of life. Like when you see people try to participate in these get rich quick schemes where they're like, oh, you make 100% returns in one day. You see, at the end of the day, many times those people just lose their shirt, right? I mean, if you even look at people that win the lottery, a good number of times people that win the lottery, they end up poor in a few years, right? I'm not saying that that's the destiny of everyone that wins the lottery, but many of them lose everything. Why? Because again, that wealth came very rapidly, right? But when you learn, when you go through a process, then you are more likely to, let me just put it this way. When you go through certain processes, it helps you build character. It helps you build experience. And when you build that character, when you build those experiences, then when a bigger challenge comes, you are better able to handle it. Because Joseph, I always tell people this, that Joseph was going through leadership training with all the things that God took him through in the hands of, you know, Potiphar and his wife, then in prison. When he had gone through all that leadership training, then he was ready when he was to become prime minister of the land of Egypt. He went through that training. He went through that process. So I'm encouraging you today, is God taking you through a process? Don't give up on God. Don't give up on that process. Keep following that process. Don't get impatient. You see, some people, they have lost their entire destinies because of impatience. They didn't want to wait on God. They wanted to help God. Like Saul. Saul was not supposed to offer the burnt offering. He wasn't supposed to offer sacrifices on his own. He was supposed to wait for the prophet Samuel. He didn't wait. He jumped the gun. And then he cut short his destiny. So be careful. If there are certain prayers, you may be like, why has God not answered this prayer? But God has not answered the prayer he heard because you're not ready yet for that prayer to be answered. There may be certain things that God wants to put you through, or there may be certain skills that God wants you to learn before he can answer those prayers. Like, there are some people that are praying to God for a spouse. Oh, God, give me a husband. God, give me a wife. But if God answered those prayers right now, those marriages will end up in divorce because they are not ready for marriage yet. So ask yourself, before you start jumping into something, you ask yourself, am I spiritually and physically prepared for this thing? Like Jesus Christ, he went through due process. He did not jump the gun. He did not immediately start his ministry. No, he did not do that. He put himself in a position to succeed by doing what? He fasted and prayed for 40 days before he started his ministry. But you see, some people, they want to get on the world stage without any kind of preparation. Again, there is such a thing as the secret place. The secret place is that place of preparation in life. That place where you're not in the limelight. People don't know you yet, but you are working on your craft, right? Like you see some NBA players, right? For those that watch the, you know, basketball in the US, you see some NBA players. You just notice that, wow, in one particular season, they just break out big time. You just notice that, wow, they become good three-point shooters and all these things. Well, how do you think they got there? They got there because in the off-season, in the secret place, they went through the due process, right? Because the thing is, again, we live in a world that has this drive-through mentality. At least in the US, you know, you can get food drive-through. There are many things you can get drive-through. You don't have to wait. You just drive-through, pick it up, and boom, be on your way. If I'm not mistaken, I think there is such a thing as drive-through marriage. You can get married drive-through. I'm not sure, but I think that thing actually does exist. So when you have that drive-through mentality, you don't go through the process, right? Many people, this is the thing that hampers them educationally. They don't want to go through the process and truly learn and understand something, right? They just strong arm their way through that thing. They're just like, you know what? I'm just going to memorize this piece of information. But then that information you've memorized, okay, maybe you do well on an exam, but is that information going to help you long term? Probably not, right? I mean, it's just kind of like the same thing with the Bible. You can decide to read a verse, you can decide to memorize a verse, or you can decide to meditate on a verse. Right? All of those things are important. You need to read something to be able to memorize it. But after you've memorized God's word, how about you go take those pains in meditating on it so that you can extract the full meaning from it? But in addition to that, then spend time applying it so you can get the full benefit. But again, many people, they just want to rush through life. I'm telling you, patience is a great virtue in life, right? It's just like if a woman is pregnant, and the baby comes at 25, 26 weeks. That baby is not ready for the world. That's why many times that those children have to be placed in the neonatal ICU. And they're there for weeks, sometimes months. So that they get perfectly ready, right? I mean, obviously, it's not a fault of the woman. It's not like she wanted to deliver the baby early. But I'm just trying to use an analogy here, right? But if you wait till about 36 weeks or thereabouts, the baby has cooked in the womb properly. When the baby comes out, the baby is ready. Right? Because the baby has gone through that due process. So I'm encouraging you today, if you're trying to achieve something in life, ask yourself, what is the process I have to go through? What is the true process I need to go through so that I'm able to handle this thing properly? Go through that process. Be patient. Let me tell you this, when you go through that due process, you're actually giving yourself the fastest odds of achieving success. Because again, shortcuts, I'm sure many of you have heard this statement, shortcuts will cut you short, right? You see many people, they take these shortcuts to achievement. But at the end of the day, that's a short-term mindset, right? At the end of the day, they get to that place that they want to get to. But then they notice that, wow, they've missed out on something. So they have to go back all over again to start. But those people that took the slow and steady route, they are now far, far, far ahead of them. Right? So again, it's very important. Follow due process. In fact, I know I called this podcast Growing Wisely, but in naming this podcast, I'm going to call it Following Due Process. I think this is this is something that is very important. You need to be long-term minded, because even coming down to our relationship with Christ, right? The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You need to work it out. It's a process you have to go through. But again, in the end, the result is worth it, right? I love the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 18 that says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, right? So God is essentially telling us that, you know what? You may be suffering now, you may be going through that process now, but the glory at the end is far, far greater, right? The glory is always better than the story, right? So I will encourage you to follow that due process. So to wrap up today, you know, starting off the process of life is, again, it starts off with you giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll give you a brand new beginning, he'll clean you up, and he'll set you on your path to your divine destiny. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess all my sins, Lord. Save me. Purify me. Wash me clean. Make me whole. I believe you are the Son of God. And I believe that you were raised from the dead. Come and be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to love and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just said this prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. I will encourage you, find the Bible, right? A good place to start is the book of John. Find the Bible, read it, do what it says, and your life will be better. Follow the laws of the Bible. Follow those divine laws. And then find the Bible Believing Church so you can fellowship with other believers. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many other wonderful churches all over the world as well. Just be careful. There are many places that have the name of God on the name of the church, but they actually don't really follow the dictates of the Bible, or they preach things that are contrary to what the Bible says. So just be careful of that. Seek actual fellowship with a Bible Believing ministry, and all be well with you. So thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you. Thank you.